Thank you for listening to The Wonder of You with Lisa Gallas. Right now, I want to talk about the wonder of us. Not me, nor you as an individual spiritual energy, but all of us as a unified spiritual body. The power we have as a group could be unprecedented. But first, let's talk about what's happening right now and our role in it. America has silently been invaded, not by outsiders, but by our own government. And we the people have let it all happen and continue to let it all happen. When I first started this path close to 9 years ago, my master guide, whose name is Ramus, never spoke one word to me. He was always there and loving in action, but never said one verbal thing to me. As I became accustomed to all of the universe talking to me, I had to ask, why does he, the only one who has been with me through this entire lifetime, never talks to me? The reply I received was rather quite humbling. The universe had told me that he was there in that moment of consciousness, and keep in mind that moment lasted 8 years, almost 9 years, to teach me that actions speak louder than words. For the first time in close to 9 years, he finally spoke to me yesterday. He told me I finally realized the depth and results that doing something can have. I find the time of his reemergence into my own consciousness. Now keep in mind, my guides don't come to me like they did 8-9 years ago. I connect to a universal whole that gives me information. So to see him was very exciting, and to hear him was very shocking. But anyway, as I became more and more unsettled with what is taking place in my country, and we the people become worried about the state of our very near future, I've realized that writing to your congressman is doing nothing. There's been tons of emails this week about this ridiculous bailout package. Posting blogs and podcasts is doing nothing. They don't care. What we the people have inactively done so far has not worked. Our government doesn't listen to us. They don't even care. And now we have been silently invaded. On October 1st, 2008, the first brigade combat team of the 3rd Division, obviously I'm not very involved in military here, of the 3rd Division will be deployed right here on U.S. soil. 4,000 troops are going to be in place to help with civil unrest. What civil unrest? Unless the government knows something that we have yet to tap into consciously. And they're going to be deployed right here in the United States. Up until Bush got a hold of an ink pen in 2007, a posse comitinuous, let me spell it out for you, POSSECOMITATIUS, act. This was an act that protected military involvement within our police force on United States soil, a 230-year-old legal statute that bans the U.S. military forces from law enforcement purposes within the U.S. itself. Well, kind of like our old age constitution that has been totally revamped without anyone asking we the people if we want it this way, has been rewritten and nobody has talked about it. I find the deployment of these very specialized troops known as the Raiders interesting on the eve of the most obscene $700 billion backpack we the people are being forced to carry on our backs for the good of Wall Street. Before I touch on the atrocity of this bailout package, let's first be clear on what is being deployed here in our own land. The Raiders, as they are known, this elite group has spent nearly 3 of the last 5 years deployed in Iraq, leading the assault on Baghdad in 2003, and carrying out house-to-house combat in the suppression of resistance by the Ramadan, or something like that. This highly trained and specialized military force has been sent to Iraq 3 times, and now, starting October 1st, will be deployed on our soil, on American soil, in the event of civil unrest. Let that just soak in for a moment. And as we watch something that must take place for global economic change to take place, the collapse of Wall Street, our wise government is putting together a $7 billion bailout package to stabilize the global markets. They hope. They're not sure this is going to work, but they're hoping it will. Let me assure you, Wall Street is going to collapse anyway, and that's not a fear thing. That should be celebrated. Change cannot take place as the same old stuff is happening. So Wall Street has to collapse. No matter what those in power do, it collapses anyway. I have been watching, God bless me, CNN and the news channels, and trying to feel what is going to take place. I keep seeing the bottom falling out, no matter what the choice is. But it has to be that way. Global economic change has to come to the forefront. Otherwise, nothing changes. You and I become crippled as we bear the weight of the higher up. So not only are we, me and you, going to be bearing the weight of a defunct and corrupt financial system collapse, we really should, and again, I want to emphasize this, we really should celebrate. Don't fear it. Celebrate and allow this to happen, since in the long run, it is the best thing for you and I. Don't look at the short term. Look at the long term. Look at the change that can take place, that will take place. We will be footing a $700 billion compensation package. I can't even comprehend that number. For failed companies and our government. I mean, how many is bailing us out for failed mortgages? How many people have gone homeless because they couldn't afford to pay their mortgage or couldn't afford to pay the utilities, which are soaring at an astronomical rate? Although people are calling and emailing whoever they can to say, no, this is not what I or we want to do, even a lot of the media is rallying to say, no, stop the insanity. But it's still happening, and they're rushing it. I mean, $700 billion. They're going to put this all together in a week or two? Oh, my goodness. Our words mean nothing to our dictator and the dictator we currently live within. We, me and you, must do something. If we do not have our own unified, and there is a key word there, unified, not fearful, not scared, but unified mobilization and take our country and our money back, then not one of us has the right to complain as we sit back and watch it all unfold. We must stand together, literally, not figuratively, and just say no. We the people have a very seriously blocked throat chakra, but together we can clear it out and become the change we desire. Stop putting it in somebody else's hands and be the change. Be willing to go into action to be the change. What are you willing to do? Please feel free to email me your thoughts and ideas at lisagawlas@gmail.com. This really is an exciting time. Keep that in mind. If we're unified, we are powerful. If we are faithful, we are powerful. I'm powerful. You're powerful. Let's do this together. Namaste.